Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Monday. Let's get things started. The good of the day.
The good of the day is, you know, with states opening up things, counties slowly starting to open up things, there are certain rules that are needed to be followed.
Right.
Right, when a restaurant opens up, or say a movie theater opens up, a shopping center opens up, or even tennis courts, when they open up. Nassau County opened up their tennis courts over the weekend.
Did they?
And county exec Laura Curran, I'm not sure how to say that last name. This is her explaining the rules regarding proper tennis ball usage.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Excellent.
Sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
Wonderful. I'm glad she realized what everybody else was realizing and just went with it. Just went, yeah, you know what? No other way to say this, so I'm just saying it the way I'm saying
it. Exactly. I mean,
make this happen.
It's just brilliant. It felt like at one point it was going to lean into an SNL skit.
Exactly.
And I would be very upset with SNL if they don't turn this into a skit.
You know what's funny is it's amazing how we never lose our sense of immatureness, right? Oh, we never lose our sense of grade school giddiness. Somebody goes, you can't kick the balls, but you can mark the balls with markers, and everybody just laughs hysterically.
Yep.
Everybody just giggles.
The best part about this video is you see two officers to either side of her, and they're both wearing face masks.
Yeah.
And you can tell that they're giggling through their mask.
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
I mean, you can hear the crowd that's kind of giggling, the news reporters giggling. I mean, it's just, yeah, it brings out the 13-year-old in all of us.
Of course. And that's what's great. And
yeah.
If you don't have anything to laugh about, find something silly to laugh about. That's silly to laugh about, but that's good. It's a good laugh.
And what I really enjoy, too, is how you can tell she's stressing to say the word tennis. Every single time.
Right. Eventually, she should have just made a joke saying, you know what, guys? I'm just going to say balls, and you can laugh all you want.
Yep.
But we're just going to get through this together, okay? Here we go.
Maybe just look at him and go, okay, real quick, balls, 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 balls.
Right. Exactly.
Are we good? We're done now?
We're good?
Let me tell you how
Everybody can giggle and laugh, and I'm getting through this. But make sure you tell people, bring your own balls. That's all I'm telling you. Right? no worse place for me than to stand right here and do this, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yep.
Giggle and laugh.
It's brilliant. It was a beautiful day, but we got to talk about how, you know, properly, you know, be safe on a tennis court.
Exactly. Well done. Now you said Nassau County?
Nassau County.
All right. Very good.
So tennis courts are open there in Nassau County if you're listening right now.
Well done.
Just
well
make
done.
Sure to mark your own balls.
That's right. All right. The bad of the day.
The bad of the day. I had two. Because one, I didn't really know how much I wanted to get into it, but you know, it was just kind of upsetting. Fred Willard passed away over the weekend.
I know, that was so sad.
And you know, I mean, I read a tweet. I can't remember who it was from, but the tweet basically said, "I never saw him anything that I or I never saw him perform anything I didn't laugh at."
Yeah, that's true.
And I really thought back on it, and even in because we had. Over the weekend, I can't remember what channel was on, but Wally was on, and he's in Wally. And I even my wife and I had mentioned that she had mentioned it to me. I was like, "Yeah, that could be considered a dramatic role for him."
Yeah,
because he didn't try to be funny, but there was a few scenes in there where he was kind of funny. But I mean, you think about his body of work. I mean, he's hysterical. That dry, deadpan, clueless sense of humor that he had is unparalleled.
Yeah, he really was amazing. I mean, he really was incredible. Didn't he have a controversy later in his life with something?
Maybe.
Like kind of, either arrested or something like that later. But well, the fact that I can't remember it makes you know. But nevertheless,
about as well known as Scottie Pippen's back injury.
Yeah, he was. I mean, just you're right. Even when he would just appear in things quickly or for just a quick cameo, it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, you knew it was going to be funny. You knew it was going to. And if you weren't laughing out loud, you felt very comfortable.
That's right. And I mean, I feel like he was in so many different things. And you're right, when he passed away, one, I didn't realize he was in his 80s.
No,
but you know, it was one of those things where you go, oh my God, he was in his 80s.
Makes sense.
Yeah, 86.
86.
So,
yeah. But the other bad of the day is I realized that there's a job out there that I can never do. Over the weekend, there was a huge, huge fire in downtown LA.
Okay.
And there's video of these firefighters coming off a ladder. Like, basically, it looks like this building is a raging inferno. I mean, it's straight out of a movie, just the amount of flames coming out of this building. And these firefighters are trying to get down the a ladder from a ladder truck. And they're just, you know, trying to move as quickly as they can. Before you know it, that entire ladder is engulfed in flames to the point you don't see firefighters at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, 10 firefighters were injured or 11 firefighters were injured. None of them. I don't think any of them serious. But I'm watching this video and obviously they got the full protective gear. There's no way I could ever do that.
No, me either. I saw Steve Buscemi did a great piece on HBO about the New York City Fire Department. And a lot of it was to just sort of talk about life in the fire department, but also kind of to shed light on 9/11 and how many firefighters were affected by the aftermath of that, from the deaths of so many people, but also the fact that they were ingesting so much debris and later had cancer, and just trying to raise awareness that these folks were dying and whatnot. But it was fascinating what these guys went through and the fear that they had, but yet did it anyway. You know, people all talked about, you know, hey, look, I mean, we run in when people run out, that kind of mentality. And it takes somebody with that sort of special level of courage, and I give them all the credit in the world, because it is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You're 100% correct.
I just texted you the video.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have to take a look at it at some point. I'm still watching it in amazement going, how do you,
right?
You know, I don't even have the words to say it. I'm looking at them just, how do you do this?
And there's a lot of places in the country where the fire department is volunteer.
Yeah.
Right?
Bless those guys.
God bless them, right? I mean, I think the town I grew up in was a volunteer fire department. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it's just awesome that these guys, you know, train and work and do that kind of thing. Cause it is fear paralyzing when you know, paralyzing fear when you see something like that, a raging inferno of fire engulf everything.
And this video, I'm retweeting it because it's via Twitter. So I just retweeted it so you guys can all see it. Yeah, God bless these guys.
Yeah.
These are heroes beyond heroes, and I know for one, that's not me.
Especially when you've ever been serious, like you've ever had a real burn, like a real, not just like, oh my God, the stove is hot. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like you, and you realize like how, like if you just like, I remember like I get like some of my hand burnt, and it was like the most painful thing I've ever gone through.
Yep.
Just like
where your
just
skin like the blisters tip
of my hand.
Up.
Yeah, right. It was like the top of my hand. That was it. Just the top of my hand, and yeah, it was unbelievably painful.
I have one where I have a little mark still on my hand from a time I got burnt on my thumb.
Yeah.
You know, it's tiny.
Right.
Tiny. I can't even imagine.
It's just exactly. So absolutely, unbelievable.
So now let's move on to the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day.
Korean soccer.
Korean soccer?
Korean soccer team.
We just did Korean baseball.
Now,
is Korean soccer back together?
Now, here's the thing. I don't know. Yeah, Korean soccer is, they're having live games. Obviously, no fans in the stands. And I'm not 100% sure why. And I know it's mostly Asian countries because we haven't talked about any other place. You know, we just had a NASCAR event. They didn't have mannequins in the stands. Who was it? Germany had some soccer games over the weekend. There was no mannequins in the stands. So I don't know what the obsession is. I know we had it with Taiwan baseball. I think Korean baseball had fans in the stands, maybe Japanese, but a Korean soccer team had mannequins in the stands as well. except they didn't use mannequins. Maybe there was a shortage or they were late to the party, but a Korean soccer team had to issue an apology for using sex dolls instead of regular mannequins to fill their stands.
Wow. Whose idea was that?
Someone who probably doesn't have a job anymore.
Wow. Oh, now.
I mean, how do you pass that one off?
No,
like somebody just forcing him to go get mannequins, and he's like, "Hey, listen, went down to the mannequin store. They're out of mannequins. I don't care. I need mannequins in the stands."
Well, the only thing we can do is sex dolls. Let's go find a whole bunch of those.
Yep, we had those readily available.
Wow, amazing.
So, yeah, no word on what kind. I don't know if they were like that AI type that's really super expensive. I hope not, because you know that's the way they're going to take us over. But yeah, Somebody should have told, you know, Bob not to go that route, right? I'm just assuming one of them's named Bob.
The local store that carries that kind of product, did they have enough inventory to provide?
I think they had to go to several stores.
Probably
that
several,
day.
Okay.
Probably had to shop around like those guys from Tennessee that took all the hand sanitizer.
Exactly, right. Because I'm wondering in a global pandemic if that industry popped up, had a little bit of a tick up in increase in deliveries.
I think it did. I think there was a uptick in that,
you know,
that area.
Part of me isn't, but part of me is also business curious.
Yeah.
As to how that actually worked.
And, you know, and also for said store that sold them and they have a meteoric rise, do they have to make that up the following year?
Yeah, right.
Do they look at the numbers and go, well, hey, back in May during a pandemic, we had a spike in sales about 500%.
Right. We better calm production down a little bit, but let's see what the market will bear in 2021.
Yep.
Yeah,
maybe it ramps things up because, you know, the mannequin. I don't understand. What's the obsession with having mannequins in the stands? We know they're not real.
Yeah, we know they're not real. They're not providing any noise. If you're going to pump in noise, just pump in noise. It doesn't matter. I mean, you're absolutely right. Is there a sense of, well, I need something. Maybe I need some sort of something in the distance. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, listen, I watched a little bit of Darlington on Sunday. I was impressed by the amount of different color seats there were.
Right. Yeah.
I never knew. I was like, wow, there are a lot of different color chairs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a single pattern. It's, you know, I don't even know what the pattern to call. I don't know if it spells something out when you look up above. I'm not sure. Or if the pattern is something unique. So when you're, you know, in a drone or in a blimp looking down at the stadium and you see the empty stadium, maybe it spells out Darlington or Raceway
like
or something.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, maybe it's a picture of a car driving. But, you know, if they had filled it with mannequins, we would know that they're mannequins. You're not fooling us.
Yeah. You're not tricking us. There's nobody going to these games.
You know, am I going to watch a baseball game and a foul ball gets hit? I'm like, why is that person running after the foul ball?
Right. Yeah, you don't need. Yeah.
Or exactly. Why didn't that person duck?
Well, so, oh my God, that's great. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's a Monday. It's SB Nation Radio Wake Up Call.